Okay, today's daf is Trumas daf Ayin Aleph, and we started yesterday the Perek Ha'isha Shehaisa Ocheles B'Truma, the eighth Perek here in Maseches Trumas, which talks about mistakes made, but out of one's control, or somebody's eating Truma, then they find out they weren't allowed to eat Truma. Either just now, they weren't allowed to eat Truma, because a woman was married to a Kohen, her husband died, her husband divorced her, an Eved, or they find out that they were never allowed to eat Truma. A Kohen finds out that he's a Chalal, that he was born without Kedushas Kahuna, or he's doing the Avoda, and he finds out. What if somebody's in the middle, mamish, of eating Truma, and it's still in the mouth? What do you do? That was a Machlokas, Rebbe Eliezer, and Rebbe Yehoshua, as we will see. So these are all the cases that are being discussed here at the beginning of this parak. We discussed yesterday, on Amabez, the Gemara had two possibilities. What is the case that a woman finds out that she's divorced if she is not holding the get, right? How could it be that she's eating Truma? A woman, fine, when it comes to Meis Baalech, she doesn't have to be there. But by Gerishin, doesn't she have to be there? So the Gemara says two possibilities. Number one, the Choshim Mishpat Simin Reish, Ksos. If there's a separate ksos, not just the Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara says two possibilities. Either number one, that she's an Arusa, and her father accepted the Gerishin for her, and is going like the Mishnah Rishona. Because the Mishnah Rishona, the earlier Mishnah said that an Arusa, Bas Yisrael, who's married to a Kohen Kiddi Truma, Mida Oraisa, that's Kinyan Kaspo, as we saw. And her father could accept her get as long as Nisuin hasn't taken place. So that was possibility number one. Then the Gemara tried to say, as we'll see, possibility number two, Rabbi Elazar, right, according to switching of the Girsa, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar the Amora, says that even if you understand like the Mishnah Achrona, meaning that she can't eat Shuma when she is an Arusa, so maybe it means she told the shliach, bring me the get from a certain place. And she means that it shouldn't be a get, not bring me a get, right? Get my get, accept it there, meaning the hiskabel, shliach kabbalah. It will be a get right when you get it. And he found a fast ride. He found a fast horse. So even though she thinks that it's going to take 10 days, it really only took 5 days. So she's divorced beforehand. Says the Gemara, is that really true? This was the question we had on Daf Ayin Amabez. Isn't Rabbi Lazar this possibility going like both Shitas, even Rabbi Eliezer in that Mishnah? And Rabbi Eliezer says that Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah says that she can't eat right away because maybe the shliach found the woman and he accepted the get wherever it is, and the woman was not so machpid where to get it from, and really it would be divorced right away. So isn't that so? According to that pshat, Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah wouldn't be able to fit in with Rabbi Lazar the Amora's suggestion. So the Gemara says no. Even Rabbi Eliezer would agree. Rabbi Eliezer the Mishnah would agree that if she says to the shliach, "Don't accept the get except in such and such a place," so then that also she wouldn't be divorced right away. And the case is where he got there quickly, and therefore you can still have a case where she's eating while she didn't know she was divorced, while she really was divorced. That was that. So one more line, because we didn't finish. The top now of Ayin Aleph of Aleph, the Gemara says, that's not a good possibility. Amar of Chananya. Right, what did we just suggest? We said, even Rabbi Eliezer and the Mishnah would agree that if she says, don't accept it until you get there, then if he is quick about it, so then, again, she'll be divorced after 5 days, even though she only thinks it's going to be after 10 days. But the Gemara says, maybe that's not true. Amar of Chananya, Mikivan Sha'amarlo, since she said to the Shliach, and we'll go with the Gruz Girsa, Al Tekabel Li Giti Ela B'makom Ploni, that's the case that we're talking about, where she says, don't accept the get from me, except in that place. She doesn't only mean a geographical condition. What does she mean? Kamisha Amrlo lo yehi get el asar yamim. She's basically saying, I don't want to be divorced for another 10 days. Not only am I saying only accept the get there, but what he means to say, only accept the get, and I will only be divorced in the time that it takes to get to such and such a place, 10 days. Masha achla b'hetar achla, and therefore whatever she ate before these 10 days are up is mutter. is beheter. Even if it took him 5 days to get there, he found a sus rutz, still, it's not going to be divorced until afterwards, until after the 10 days, and therefore that's not a possibility in our Mishnah, that she's eating truma at a time that she's not allowed to eat truma. So therefore, Rabbi Chananya said you have to go back to the first possibility. Go back to the first possibility of it's a case of arusa, and it's like Mishnah Rishona, and she would be able to eat truma with her father accepting her get. Good. Gerushin itself, again, the father accepting the get or a shliach accepting the get, Gerushin is not a regular kinyan like Kiddushin is also not a regular kinyan. They're both kinyanim in a more general sense, a transaction or a change of status that occurs. But both Kiddushin and Gerushin have their own uniqueness, right? We spoke recently, I think a couple of days ago, just a little bit about the comparison between Kiddushin and Hekdesh. Remember, we spoke about the principle of Pashta Kiddushin Bekula. If somebody is Makdish, a little part of an animal, does that Kiddusha spread? And we said, the Gemara compares the halachas of Hekdish and the halachas of Kiddushin, right? If somebody is Makadesh, half a woman, does that spread and the whole woman is Bekudashas? And then we said, does that apply to Hafrashas Truma? Right? If somebody is Mafrish and designates half a piece of wheat, does that mean the entire wheat is Pashta Bekula? And we said from the Achronim, no, you wouldn't expand it so much because we would say that each part of the grain does not need the other part to exist, while by the animal or by the person, it does. So Kiddushin has its own unique mechanism as compared to a regular kinyan, so to speak. The same parallel discussion is by Gerushin, as we're talking about here. How does Gerushin compare to Darkei Kinyanim? The regular kinyan is a big sugya in the 8th parak of Maseches Gittin, beginning of parak HaZorek. But one of the more quoted and important sources in this sugya is the Ksos. The Ksos in Siman Reish in Choshen Mishpat. The Ksos says there in Os Hey, Nistapakti. He has a suffix. Right? We know the case is that what is this doing in Siman Reish? It's Hilchas Mekach U'Memkar, buying and selling and giving. If Reuven wants to give a house to Shimon, Reuven wants to give him a present. So how are you kona a house? Kesef, you pay for it. Shtar, chazaka, right? One of the ways that you're kona it. So shtar. Let's say we're going to do a shtar. Nistapakti. So Reuven should also shtar matana l'shimon al beiso. Reuven is giving Shimon a present of a house, and he's going to put the shtar in the house. In the house. So does that work? Right? What do you mean? I could put it in Shimon's chatzer, and he could be kona the shtar, but the house is not Shimon's until the shtar works. And the shtar is only going to be considered Shimon's house. What's in Shimon's house? But it's not Shimon's house until the matana kicks in. So the question is, does this work? I could put it into Shimon's shchatzer. But can I put it into this house that I'm trying to give to Shimon through the shtar? So says the Ksos, I'm not sure. Nistapakti beruvei shasen shtar matana l'shimon. Al beiso v'nasan ashtar b'toh beiso. V'amar lo hineni nosin l'cha habayis im ashtar matana shebesocho. Mineima ki agavna. Do you say in this case, chatzero u'matanaso ba'in ke'echad? Do you say it could happen kind of at the same conceptual moment? I'm putting the shtar in the house. It becomes your chatzer, and that way it can be kona the shtar, which I'm putting into your chatzer, but it only becomes your chatzer through the shtar. So does that circular type of logic work? Why are we even suggesting it? Because it works by get. Because it works by get. If a man wants to give a woman a get, but koma shakansa isha kona baila, everything the woman owns, the husband owns. But that's the chiddush of the Torah. You could put it into a chatzer and say, this is your chatzer through this get that you're having independence from me. So the Gemara says, Gita v'yada ban ke'echad. That's this magical principle of it happening together, even though kind of one has to happen before the other one. But it works. It works. That's what the Gemara says in Hazorik. Even though kol mashal chatzer isha kana bayla, umasak yaved ki'ad rabo, el, gita v'yada ban ke'echad, v'achanami. And that applies to an eved also. An eved to accept his get shichrur. He really can't own anything without the eved's rishus, without the adon's rishus. And then we say, bon ke'echad. That's the principle of bon ke'echad. So, hachanami, chatzera, v'gita bon ke'echad. Hari b'shosh, shazark la get to chatzera, adai neina chatzera, elai dea get, nase chatzera. And yet it works. So too here, maybe it should work. By matana, hachanami, nase chatzer de shimon, al yedei ashtar matana, shebechatzer. Does that work? Barn ke'echad. And the Ksos says a big fat no. It does not work. It does not work because get is different. Get is different. By a regular kinyan, this would not work. If I want to be makna you something, I want to give you a present, I want to sell you something, then it can't work. The barn ke'echad principle doesn't work. Because for you to be kona through your chatzer, it has to be your chatzer before you're kona it. Not through the kinyan that's happening now. Why does it work by get? Why does it work by shichrur? Because those aren't kinyanim in the language of the Ksos. It doesn't work. I that it works by get, nira de get shiny, de get isha u de eved lo boy zechia, she yizke derech zechia. You don't need normal zechia in a case of get, meaning a normal transaction that has to, the rules has to be yours before. No. And what's his raya? Two rayas. Two rayas. Number one, balkarcha. You can't have a kinyan balkarcha, right? If you don't want to buy something, I can't force you. But a get could be balkarcha daraisa. That is one siman that this is different. Number two, he says, given the Ishava Eved balkarcha, v'izchiyah balkarcha, he says a little bit later on, you can write a get on Isuri Hana. I can write a get on a Shor HaNiskal and give you the ox. That's Asur to Bana. That's not, you can't be Kone or Makne Isur Hana. Says the Ksos, it's a Nesina. V'nasan biyada. You need a Maisa Nesina, which could even be work Balkarcha, which could even work by Isur Hana, and that's where Bon Keachat could work. If it's just a nesina, you don't need a zechia in the normal way. Elavade de gabi isha lo boy rak v'nasan biyada. V'chein be'eved v'leka torah zechia v'akna bakarcha. U'me'aytam e'naminira b'hada kaimalan katal isuri hana kasher. V'yavagav de leka torah zechia klal b'isuri hana. As he quotes other Rishonim, the Rashba against the Rivash, big sugya. Elavade mishum de gershin bakarcha lo boy zechia klal ela v'nasan biyada. All you need is a maisa nesina. Ulafiza nira bishtar matana shekasva lisuri anadol mahani. Bishtar matana lisuri anadol also wouldn't work. Which is the guy bishtar matana by bishtar matana kasev vaekach es sefer hamikne. Ubi inan she yisko makabel. Ubi lisuri anadol shach torah zechia l'mashakasav harashba vechulu. Aye, what about kiddushin? Maybe a shtar kiddushin you would say this by because of the principle of iskish havaya liyetzia. But either way, v'kiva do be'inan beget isha ve'eved b'torah zechia b'shtar lo ela v'nasan biyado chatzera u'mishim hachi, that's why bon ke'echad works. Fa'avi v'nasan biyada, since it's already a nesina. Okay, that's an important ksos in Simon Reish in Choshe Mishpat. Once we talk about gerishin, the past daf, we spoke about the two possibilities of how the gerishin takes place in our case. Okay, we continue. So back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, a kohen is eating. So the first case was talking about a woman's eating and she finds out her husband died, her husband, she's divorced. Next case, a kohen is eating truma and he finds out that he is a chalal. He finds out that he's not a kohen. So what is the halacha there? In the Mishnah had said, machlokes. Mishnah had said that Rebbe Eliezer is b'chayev keren v'chomesh. It's a regular case of shogeg. Right, you didn't know that you weren't a kohen, just like you didn't know that this is truma. You didn't know you were a kohen, so it's eating truma v'shogeg. You pay keren and chomesh, and Rabbi Yeshua is poter. Rabbi Yeshua is poter. So we're going to have to see what the machlokes is about. So within Rabbi Yeshua, that's what the mefarshim explain here. Within, what's the reason for Rabbi Yeshua? In the sin, Rabbi Eliezer, yeah, he's eating truma v'shogeg. He thought he was a kohen. He's not a kohen. So I understand why he would pay keren. And Chomesh, why wouldn't you pay? Rabbi Yeshua, what's the difference? So Rabbi Chagai shal lechavraya minayin leochal b'rishus shu pater. Well, it must be that he was eating with a type of rishus. Right? He was eating, he had rishus because he thought he was a Kohen. But then, what's the difference? My bein savar shehu chulin v'nipsa truma shu chayev. Why in a case where he thinks he's eating chulin and it ends up that he's eating truma, he's chayev, right? Because he thought he made a mistake. So my bein savar shehu Kohen v'nipsa Yisrael shu pater. What's the difference? What's the difference between these two shogegs, let's call it? Aren't they both shogeg? Right? One case, I thought this was chulin and it was really truma. One case, I thought I was a kohen and I'm really a Yisrael. Right? Why in the former is he chayev keren v'chomesh, and in the latter, according to Rabbi Yeshua, he's not chayev keren v'chomesh. What's the difference? So asks the Gemara, Amrin, answers the Gemara, Amrin Lei, Mehorayas Bezdin. By the Kohen, he had a cheskas kahuna up until the time he finds out that he's a chalal. So up until Bezdin paskins and tells him, you are a chalal, we can assume he's a Kohen. And therefore, it's ones, it's not shogeg. Until Bezdin says something to you, you have a cheskas kahuna. This food that you think is chulin and it's really truma, what kind of chazaka? Has there been anything established? You think you made a mistake. But by the person, there's a chazaka of kahuna. And therefore, to undo that, that would be an ones, and therefore, that's why he's not chayef. That's why he's not chayef, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Karen v'chomish. According to Rabbi Eliezer, they're both shogegs. Chayef, Karen v'chomish in both. According to Rabbi Yeshua, there is a difference. Horayas Bezdin, look at Rav Chaim Kidievsky, Amr Lemei Horayas Bezdin, Pirish, Ben Gerusha, Lo Nifsal Mikuhunaso, Ad She Yoru Bezdin Shehuchalo. A Kohen will only be declared a Chalal if Bezdin makes a psak and a declaration about it. Bezdin doesn't have to declare everything is Truma. Truma is Truma. But Bezdin, status as a people, Bezdin has to declare it. The Psul Mishpacha Tzorech Bezdin. V'kol She'achal Truma. And if he ate Truma, before that, V'ochu B'cheskes Kohen. Kol Shelo Noda Lo Shu Ben Gerusha. As long as he doesn't know, Birshus U'behetar Achel. He's eating with Rishus of Bezdin. Ubeheter, the eino chayev aleh zad chayev ukid ashkan b'mastisan. Like we found in our Mishnah, the sphere leather of Yeshua, like we're going to have by the Hashem soon, and we had already, just like the avoda is going to be kasher, until he was a chalal. That's based on psukim. But the yisod is that up until this time, you have a status, and you're allowed to assume that you are a kohen. So that was question number one that Rav Chagai asked his friends. He says, what's the difference, according to Rabbi Yeshua, between thinking that this is Chulin and it's really Truma, or thinking that he's a Kohen and he's really a Yisrael? The difference is there a psak of Bezdin needed to change his status? If that's needed, so then beforehand, it's called Ones, it's not called Shogeg. Next, Amar Lon, Otsri Chali. I got another question. Rav Chagai here asked a couple of questions on this daf. I have another question. What's the difference between the following? Ma bein Savar Shehu Chol, V'nimsa Shabbos Shu Chayiv. Background for this. We know that Shechita on Shabbos is a Malacha Daraisa. Not a lot of Shecht on Shabbos. Unless Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. And you have to Shecht the Karban Pesach, right? Any Karban that you don't have a choice, right? A Karban Tumet every Shabbos, you're allowed to Shecht. Because that's the Zman is Kavu on Shabbos. So Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos, you have to Shecht, right? Bein Har Bayim, Shabbos afternoon. Shabbos afternoon. So what happens if I shecht an animal? I think it's weekday, it's really Shabbos. I'm chayav a karban chatos. That's a regular case of shogeg. What happens if I shecht an animal? I thought it was my karban Pesach, but it really happened to be a different karban, like another shlomim, and I shechted it as karban Pesach. In that case, you're not going to be chayav a chatos. What's the difference? They're both cases of shogeg. That's his next question. Ma bein savar shu chol v'nimsa Shabbos. What's the difference between the case where you think it's weekday, you're shechting on Shabbos, you think it's Wednesday, but it ended up being Shabbos, so in that case you're chayev a karban, v'nimsa Shabbos shu chayev. What's the difference between that case and ma bein savar shu Pesach, in a case where he thinks he's shechting a Pesach, v'nimsa shlamim, shu pater, era Pesach shechol yis b'Shabbos, you think you're shechting a Pesach, which is docha Shabbos, and really, you shechted a karban, which is not, so it's not a kosher karban, and therefore you wouldn't be chayef. What's the difference there? So Amrin, why Rabbi Yoshua in Psachim on Daf Samachay holds that you're putter in that case. Machlokas Tanan. But Lishitascha Rabbi Yoshua, what's the difference? So Amrin Lei, Mishochet Birshus. The difference is, because here, he thought he was doing a mitzvah. That's called Ta'a Bidvar Mitzvah. But that's why you're going to be putter. In a regular case, I'm shechting on a weekday and I think it's Shabbos. I'm not doing a specific mitzvah, so that's why I'm going to be chayav achatas. But ta bidvar mitzvah, if I think I'm doing a mitzvah, so that's going to prevent the chiv of karban kicking in. Right? That's going to prevent the chiv of karban. Again, the Rav Chaim Kidievsky, sheshchitas ha-pesach mitzvah hi. Shechting is a mitzvah. V'hu shekesavar hayesh ha-pesach hu ta bidvar mitzvah u-pater. He's ta bidvar mitzvah. The Shechita b'Shabbos, again, every malach of Shabbos has what to discuss, but Shechita on Shabbos, killing animals on Shabbos, there's an interesting discussion in the Achronim, Right? The Gemara says in Shabbos, you're not allowed to shecht an animal on Shabbos, right? That's the malach of shochet. But the Gemara says, killing lice, kinim is mutter on Shabbos. Why is it mutter on Shabbos? Because you're only usher to kill something that is, the language of the Gemara, parin v'ravin. It reproduces in the normal way. There are parent organisms and there are offspring organisms. But the lice are not parin v'ravin. Pashtus, it sounds like the Gemara understood the reality as spontaneous generation, and therefore where the dead little lice comes from? In rotting food, right? That rotting food itself produces these tiny little insects and lice. And it's not, they didn't assume at that time, the medical science, that they're a parin v'ravin. Right, parvara, meaning, no, it's not the dead, it's the disgusting putrid food that attracts the lice, who then lay tiny little eggs, and then they produce more. But it's still parin v'ravin. But that's the Gemara. So the big shaila is, nowadays, post-Gemara, where the science of the times is that we think we know the reality right now, until 1,000 years from now, where something's gonna change. But, if we know the reality now, so are you going to say that, oh, okay, it must be that it's aser daraisa lechumra to kill lice on Shabbos because of that. So that's the sugya in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Zayin, where the Gemara says mutar la'aro kina because kina ain't a par v'rava. So Rav Dessler, again, this is a big discussion about science and Chazal and Gemara. So Rav Dessler is a strong believer, obviously, as many in terms of the Misora, and for sure one can't be makel based on a change. What about to be machmir? What about machmir? Here it's, do you say it's daraisa, or do you still hold of the kula? That the Gemara says, ain't a parin v'ravin. So Rav Dessler says, in all the cases, and he talks about three there, you can understand it. You can understand that, again, you might be mechalik, and there have been books written about this, between Chazal and Rishonim. Rishonim, for sure, are going based on the science of the times. Do we assume that there's a special siyata d'shmaya, a special type of wisdom that Chazal had, and even if they didn't know it, the halacha wouldn't have changed? Rav Dessler is a believer in, obviously, the uniqueness of Chazal, and he said maybe when Chazal say, this is not the pashup shot of the Gemara, but maybe when Chazal say, ain't in parin v'ravin, even if it is parin v'ravin, even if they are parin v'ravin, what the Gemara means is that because it can't be seen to the naked eye, the parin v'ravin of these lice, that's why it's considered ein parin v'ravin, and that's good enough for Hilcha Shabbos. So that's a way to get out of this discussion. Nita Lomar, this is in a letter in the fourth volume of Michtam Elio, page 356. Shemikivan shebeitzes akina hiktana ma'od ad shelo haya nitan lerosa klal b'tkufas matan Torah. Right, you wouldn't be able to see it at the time that the Torah was given. Ein ha'halacha mischasheves ima klal v'akina nechsheves kimishavim en achomer shigadlo bo v'nizonis bimenu. It's considered that even if it is parin v'ravin, but because it can't be seen in the naked eye, that's why you don't have to be cognizant of it for halacha. V'lacheni nechsheves l'ber yepchusa v'ein badin etilas hashama. U'kein zeh nitan le'yamer l'gavi ashratza magdilim b'peiris v'chula. V'chein kol kayotze b'zeh. And the Rav Dessler ends off by saying, v'gam im lo nimsa tam hagun. Even if you can't come up with a good shot. He also talks here about mayim shalanu, that you gotta leave out water to bake matzahs with, because the water in the morning in the rivers is warmer, because it gets warmed by the sun that's under it. Tam Rishonim say, but even if you can't find a tam hagun, namin be'emunah shlema sha'adin din emes. Ve'el Hashem niyachel sha'yo'i reneinu limso hezber matim. Dessler says, we trust Chazal. Okay. But this is one sugya in the world of shechita b'Shabbos. There are others, maybe, what other, the discussion of chovel b'Shabbos. Bris mila, which malacha am I violating when I do bris mila on Shabbos? Which the Torah says, if it's day 8, I'm allowed to do it. Which malacha? Four shitas in the Rishonim. It's chovel. But, like, chovel's not one of the 39. Right? So which one is chovel in? So some say, shochet. Rabbi Natam says, you're doing the malacha of shochet. Right? Shochet doesn't only mean killing. Shochet means removing some life. And moving blood around in an organism is also removing some life. So it's shochet. Right? Others say maybe it's soveya. There's a Rashi in Shabbos, Kuf Zayin. Soveya, you're coloring. You're coloring the skin. There's an unbelievable pshat. The Shin Mekubetzes in Ksubis Dav Zayin says gozes. Shearing. Just like you're like cutting a fingernail and cutting a hair, so too, cutting off the foreskin. And even though, the Achronim explain this, what do you mean? Cutting off skin is usually not gozes, right? Cutting off a piece of skin. So it has to be a piece of skin or a nail, like if you cut a finger off, Rahman al-Islam, that's not gozes, right? Only like something that's meant to be taken off. Ah, Arla, the foreskin is meant to be taken off. Arla, or the Dvar Avram writes, if somebody would do a bris milah to a goy on Shabbos, that would be the malacha of not gozes, because it's not meant to be taken off, right? That might be the malacha of shocheder or something else. But that's gozes, the Shidu says. Rabbi Chananel on Shabbos says it's tikkun mana. You're fixing. You're making him a mahu. Interesting. So four different shittas in the Rishonim about that. Okay, back to the Gemara. So we have Rav Chagai asked two questions so far. One about our case about Truma, one about Shabbos. Next, Amar Lon. Oh, Tzri Chol, you have another question. Ma Bein Sovar, all these questions are about Sveikis. Ma Bein Sovar Shu Shuma Venimsachelev Shu Chayev. Why is it that if I think something is kosher fat, and it ends up not being kosher, right, then I'm Chayev Karban Chatas. I eat Chelev, I'm Chayev Karban Chatas. Ma Bein Sovar Shu Aser Venimsa Mutter Shu Pater. So why is it that if I think the opposite, if I think I'm eating chelev, it ends up being shuma, not pater? Meaning, every aveira has two elements, the machshava and the maisa. So ask the Gemara, if you're chayev just for the maisa, so why aren't you chayev just for the machshava? Right? If I'm chayev, if I did something, I thought it was kosher and it was not kosher, I'm chayev a karman chatas. So why if I think if it's not kosher, and it ends up being kosher, I didn't actually do the aveira, but I thought I was doing the aveira, why aren't you chayev a karman in that case? If you're chayev a karban for a maisa, so why aren't you chayev a karban for a machshava? For a machshava. So Gemara says, lo ag, the gersa agvune. They didn't answer him. Reb Chagai didn't get an answer for that one. So Amar lo, nimlachin minan. I'll tell you an answer. I don't know if he knew this or he just thought of it afterwards. I'll tell you an answer because the pasuk says, ohoda ilav chata so vehevi. I think we had this once before in the Masechta. By a karban chatas it says, ohoda ilav, when it becomes known to him, vehevi, and he brings a karban, and we darshan from that pasuk, hashav mi yediaso. Anyone who wouldn't do this action had he known all the facts, that type of person is chayav a karban. Chayav al shegag aso. Meaning you think you're doing something mutter, but it was really aser. If you knew it was aser, you wouldn't do it. That's a case that you're chayav a karban, that you have a kapara. Yotza zesh afilu yodei in a parish. Here, he thinks he's doing an avera, and if he knew it was mutter, he would still do it. He wouldn't change any behavior. So in that case, you're not chayav a karban. You're only chayav a karban chatas if you think you would stop and not do what you're doing if you know all the facts. But here, even with that, you wouldn't stop, and therefore you're not chayav a karban in that case. So all Rabbi Yossi Lagabon, Rabbi Yossi all of a sudden then comes in after this interchange. Again, Rabbi Chagai asked the question, they didn't know, so Rabbi Chagai answered his own question. Rabbi Yossi walks in and says, Amarlon, he says to the Talmidim, Lama lo amrisale, ohode lav chata so vevi. Why didn't you give him this answer? Did he know that Rabbi Chagai gave his own answer, or maybe he just heard the question? So why didn't you give the answer? Amrin le, hu kashi sevu kaime. Well, he answered it. So it must be that Rabbi Yossi walked in knowing about the question and not about the answer. Okay, Adkan, the case of finding out that he was not a Kohen and he was eating Truma, what's the halacha? Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yoshua. Next, what about the Karban case? So this we already mentioned from Bavli Kiddushin, Samach Vav, and now we're going to have it right here, some of the sources. Hayomin Magav Agam Be'am Ezbeach. A Kohen is in the middle of doing the Avoda. And he finds out that he's a Ben Gerushi, he finds out that he's a Chalal. So what happens there? So that's a Machlokas, right? Again, we saw back in the Mishnah, beginning on the Mishnah Perek of the Andaf Ayin, what's the halacha there? Again, Rabbi Eliezer says, everything he's done is puzzle. You gotta look back at the history, all the karbanos that this person brought is puzzle because he is a Chalal, he was not a Kohen. And therefore, all the karbanos are puzzle, we don't paskin that way, we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is Machshir. Yeshua says Machshir, all the karbanos up until now. Right? We find this concept sometimes that if you find out something was wrong, up until now, you could assume, you don't have to redo it. Right? What happens with the case of the Pasul Sefer Torah? You find out a Sefer Torah is Pasul in the middle of laning. So what do? You put the Sefer Torah away. And what do you say? Oh, you have to relane all of the lanings that you did in this Torah? No, you don't. You just start from where you're up to. But you shouldn't continue. Why? Because there's a machlokas rishonim whether you're allowed to lane from a Pasul Sefer Torah. So we pass on the Chachila, don't. But b'dieved, if you did, it counts. Right? And that's why you have that middle approach, the Maharibe Rav, I think it is. You have that middle approach of you don't have to relane again, but you have to you know, take out a new Sefer Torah. I think there's a L'chadchila, Mishnah Berurah quotes, to have seven aliyos in the new Torah if you still have enough space. Not me'ikra din, but if you could do that. But either way, you don't relay. So here too, that's what Rabbi Yehoshua says. So the Gemara asks, what's his reason? According to Rabbi Eliezer, you don't need a reason, right? What does he say? All the Karbanos are pasul. He wasn't a Kohen. So what about the Rabbi Yeshua? So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yanai, ze'echan mishlosha midrashos, according to our word, or maybe mikraos, shein mechuvarin batorah. This is one of the three drushas that are very clear in the Torah. This is the third time we have this phrase in Maseches Terumos. We had it back on Daf Yud Aleph, Chaf Beis, and Ayin. And at the time we said, the next one is Adaf Ayin, which is in a few weeks, which is today. But this is a phrase that's used that the Amoram say, three important clear drushas in Hilchas Terumos. Right, they're all about Terumos. We had it again earlier, Yud Aleph and Chaf Beis, and now we have the third one. So what is it? Uvas al Kohen Asher Yibayim Mahem. You shall come to the Kohen that it's in those days. V'chiyesh Kohen Achshav in Kohen Lachar Zman. What does it mean, a Kohen in those days? Or somebody can be a Kohen today and not tomorrow? The answer is yeah. Go to the Kohen that's in your day, even if he's not going to be a Kohen in a month from now. Meaning that's a remez to our halacha. If he finds out that he's a halal, so then everything he did till then is still kosher. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rav upal yadav tirtzeh, right, by Levi, upal yadav tirtzeh, his actions will still be merutzeh, will be fitting and accepted by Hashem. Kol shu mizaro shel Levi avodasok shera. Anyone who is a offspring of Levi biologically, right, even if you end up being a cholol, the avodah is going to be kshera b'di'evan. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rav. Beis Hashem, next time we'll start off with nafkaminas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav, the two different sources for this halacha of a kohen who is makrav and finds out that he's a cholol. The avodah up until then is kosher, and only after that do we say he can no longer do the avodah. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, meaning it's not just based on, well, what are you going to do? It's so hard. Are you going to go back for years? No, it's a special din. Special din that is kosher up until now. Okay, we'll stop.